You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. It's David Siegel as we continue to go through WNBA draft prospects and their capsules of all of their skills and wonderful talents. And one of the people that is definitely a top prospect at the point guard spot is Oklahoma's Danielle Robinson. She brings a lot to the table in terms of both offense and defense and incredible quickness. And I'm pleased to have join me right now her college coach, Sherry Cole, on the line with me. Coach, how are you today?
Really good. Thank you.
Coach, you have had the privilege of coaching Danielle for 4 years. Let's talk a little bit. Let's start with Danielle, the leader on the court and her game. What do you think her strongest points are as she goes forward into the WNBA?
Well, first, I think you phrased the question really well when you said I had the privilege to coach her, because that's exactly what it has been for 4 years. I think Danielle's ability to lead on the floor is directly related to her ability to continue to hone her own game. She is a hungry athlete. She is a realistic athlete. She's a kid that's not afraid to see clips of herself failing, to take criticism, to hear what she needs to do better. She just is a kid who embraces it all, and I think kids like that are easy to follow on the floor. In terms of what she does as an offensive player, I think obviously her speed, her explosive first step, is the thing that makes her so difficult to guard. In my opinion, the thing she does better than anybody in the country is change sides of the floor in transition with the ball in her hand. She just really keeps a transition defense at bay because of her ability to change sides of the floor. She's one of those rare players that I don't know that we really have all that often in women's college basketball, in that when you need a basket, you can put the ball in her hand and say, go make a play. You can clear out a side of the floor. You can set a high on ball, and she can go break the defense down and make a play, create a basket. And I think that's a special skill, something she's very good at. She's a great finisher in traffic. She's money from 10 or 12 feet and has a much better three-point shot than the world knows. She just never had to use it. It never became a comfortable game weapon because she could either get to the rim or pull up from 12 feet. So the three never became a comfortable piece of her college arsenal, though I think it will be at the next level.
One of the things that's always impressed me about her is the fact that, in addition to, you know, being, you know, the distributor, she's done what she's needed to do. This year she needed, with the injuries and some of the youth on the team, she needed to step up the offense. She did that. In the past, she had the Parises there to help on the inside. She penetrated and dished. She's always shown that she is there to do whatever you need her to do as her coach.
Yeah, not only can she do it, she's willing to, which is maybe even more important. If you think about the types of offenses she's been involved in her four-year career here, they've been all over the board. You know, we had a double low post early in her career. We were, at some points this year, five-guard offense. So we have gone from one end of the spectrum to the other, and she's done exactly what we needed her to do. And again, I think part of what really makes her special is that she has been able to really carry us, which, you know, some point guards distribute and set things up and set the tone and carry their team in that way. But we've asked her to guard the other team's best perimeter player. We've asked her to get us in transition offense. We've asked her to score at the end of a shot clock. We've asked her to score 20 points a game because we need that production for various reasons of youth and injury. We've asked her to throw it to the post 20 times a game. We've asked her to do just about everything, and she has always answered the call.
Now, as she goes forward, what do you think is something that she would need to work on for to improve?
I think, obviously, her sureness with the basketball, valuing the ball. She's been a bit turnover-prone throughout her college career. Part of that has come from, on occasion, not being able to bridle that speed and explosiveness. She can get going too fast. She can get sped up. And I think something that she improved on this year and will continue to be maybe her best weapon at the next level is a change of speed. continually throughout 4 years, we worked on and talked about changing speed. And when you can go really, really fast, sometimes the tendency is to want to go really, really fast all the time. And that can become predictable and it can become dangerous. And maybe one of the best weapons in all of basketball is the ability to stop and start and keep people off base. And whether you're really, really fast or not so fast, it's the change of speed that creates conundrums for the defense. So I think continuing to improve in that and just being sure with the ball, really making good decisions with the basketball.
She certainly has the quickness defensively to be able to play at the next level. Does she have the strength?
Yeah, I think so. I really do. I think she knows how to use the strength that she has. You know, you look at her and she just looks like a skinny little kid, but she's much stronger than appearances would lead to. I think she'll be fine.
And she definitely seems to have the right amount of combination of attitude to play, but also humbleness and leadership all combined to be a good presence in a locker room.
Absolutely. You know what? I've said this repeatedly around here. As great as Danielle was on the floor for us, obviously, I mean, she was our go-to, not just her senior season either. She was our go-to for years. The thing I'll miss most is the way she practiced every day. Kid never had a bad day. She doesn't come into the gym and carry anything with her. She can't wait to practice every day. Even after a bad performance, she can't wait to get back to the gym. She's loyal. She's confident, you know, and confident kids are easy to coach, and I think that will be the thing that carries her. There's always that threshold, you know, a confident high school player comes into a college program, and if it's not really true, embedded, bone-deep confidence, it can get shaken because every player is really, really good, and they've never been in that situation on their high school teams. Same thing happens sometimes from college to pro. It may be a lesser level, but I think it's still critical in that, you know, you go from a team of really good college players onto a professional team where everybody was an All-American. And if you don't have a really true sense of yourself and a belief in who you are and what you can do, you go into those professional locker rooms and the first thing that can happen is you can forget that you know how to play. And I don't think that'll happen to Danielle because she really has a strong sense of herself and a really realistic confidence. She knows what she's capable of. She knows she has weaknesses, but it's real. And when it's real, it's less easily shaken.